What do you call worms that are a little bigger than these things, about this long? Would the earthworm be that long, or about like that, or what? How long would an earthworm be?
Some of them are long.
Are they the biggest worms you have, or are they the smaller?
They're the biggest kind.
Okay. Fine. What do you call the smaller ones, the little red worms?
Yeah, call them eel
bait. Okay, good. What do you call an insect that you see out in the summer a lot, and it sends out light, its light flashes off and on in the summertime? What do you call those bugs?
Well, they're lightning bugs.
Okay. And what do you call a little insect with a long body, long thin body, about that long, and filmy wings, usually has two wings on each side of its body? You see it hovering over ponds and lakes a lot of time. What do you call those things?
Butterfly?
No, it's not quite a butterfly. Did you ever hear it called mosquito hawk?
Yes, yes.
What's that?
Mosquito hawk, that's what it's called.
Okay. What do you call these insects that build a nest out of mud? And they don't sting. They look something like a wasp. You see them. What do you call those?
Bed dog.
Okay. And what do you call something for a baby to lie in that has four wheels and a handle for you to push it by?
Baby carriage.
Okay. If you had a baby in a baby carriage, you might say that you were going to do what to the baby?
Ride.
Okay. What do you call those nuts that ripen underground that you grow a lot around here? What do you call those nuts?
Grow in the ground?
Yeah.
Peanut.
Okay. And if a boy is a similar in appearance to his father, you would say that the boy does what? You know, the boy, how would you say that that the boy is similar in appearance to his father? How would you say, if a boy is similar in appearance to his father, the boy then what? Does what?
Disobedient.
No, he looks like his father, you see. He's similar in appearance. He looks like his father. Do you have any name for that? You'd say he doesn't. Good, good. Now, if his behavior, not his looks, but his behavior is similar to his father, the boy does what?
You don't obey his father.
No, if he acts just like his father, if his behavior is similar to his father's, you might say that the boy does what like his father, or
he acts just like his father.
Okay, what do you call a woman who helps at childbirth? What would you call a woman who helps at childbirth? You know, you call her in when the wife is ready to have a baby and she helps. What do you call that woman?
I would say she births the child.
The woman who helps?
Oh, you're talking about a grandma.
All right, good.